Now, in retrospect, I am astounded that I could let go of the drama of being a suffering artist. Nothing dies harder than a bad idea, and few ideas are worse than the ones we have about art. Providentially, I was sent another blocked writer to work with, and on, at this time. He too began to unblock. Soon I had another victim, this one a painter. The tools worked for visual artists, too. Enter the marching orders. I was to teach. My first class, blocked painters, novelists, poets, and filmmakers, assembled itself. I began teaching them the lessons that are now in this book. Since that class, there have been many others, and many more lessons as well. The Artist's Way book began as informal class notes mandated by my partner, Mark Bryan. Write it all down. You can help a lot of people. It should be a book. The resulting pages emerged as a blueprint for do-it-yourself recovery. Like mouth-to-mouth resuscitation or the Heimlich maneuver, the tools in this book are intended as lifesavers. Please use them, and please pass them on. Let's begin by talking about spiritual electricity. Here are the basic principles. Those who speak in spiritual terms routinely refer to God as the creator, but seldom see creator as the literal term for artist. I'm suggesting you take the term creator quite literally. You're seeking to forge a creative alliance, artist to artist, with the great creator. What we're talking about is an induced or invited spiritual experience. I refer to this process as spiritual chiropractic. As you work with the tools on this tape, as you undertake the weekly tasks, many changes will be set in motion. Chief among these changes will be the triggering of synchronicity. We change, and the universe furthers and expands that change. I've got an irreverent shorthand for this that I keep taped to my writing desk. Leap, and the net will appear. It's my experience both as an artist and as a teacher that when we move out on faith into the act of creation, the universe is able to advance. It's a little like opening the gate at the top of a field irrigation system. Once we remove the blocks, the flow moves in. Again, I don't ask you to believe this. I simply ask you to observe and note this process as it unfolds. The following spiritual principles are the bedrock on which creative recovery and discovery can be built. 1. Creativity is the natural order of life. Life is energy, pure creative energy. 2. There is an underlying, indwelling creative force infusing all of life, including ourselves. 3. When we open ourselves to our creativity, we open ourselves to the Creator's creativity within us and our lives. 4. It is safe to open ourselves up to greater and greater creativity. 5. Our creative dreams and yearnings come from a divine source. As we move toward our dreams, we move toward our divinity. Now, there are a number of ways to use this tape. Some students have done the course solo. Others have formed circles to work through the process together. No matter which way you choose, the Artist's Way will work for you. The tape covers a 12-week course. It includes 12 chapters. Each chapter has essays, exercises, and tasks. But don't be daunted. Much of the work is really play. You may want to listen once through to the entire tape and then begin. For a fuller explanation of all of the tasks, you may want to refer to the Artist's Way text. You probably won't have time to complete all of the tasks given in any week. Try to do about half. Pick those that appeal to you and those you most strongly resist. Leave the neutral ones for later. You can always go back. Make a time commitment. An hour a day, slightly more if you choose. This modest commitment to using the tools can yield tremendous results within the 12 weeks of the course. However, the same tools used over a longer period can alter the trajectory of a lifetime. There are two